Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm chatting with Jordan Roiburn, founder and editor of The Daily Gold. Now Jordan, let's talk big picture here in terms of comparing what gold and gold stocks might do in a market correction. Now we constantly hear from gold bugs that a market correction is coming and the markets are overvalued. I don't disagree with some of the comments, especially when it comes to valuations, but I know, dealing in the gold sector, it is one of the narratives that we constantly hear is that markets are going to crash and the money is going to go flowing into gold. On the back of the last couple market crashes, we saw gold correct. Now, the argument being gold has bounced back very quickly, say after that 2008 crash. But let's look at the scenario now where gold had just run up to, on some charts, new all-time highs. Gold's gone through about a 20% correction right now, and the markets have continued to outperform. Where do you stand on the argument there, Jordan, where gold isn't going to get hit if the markets crash?
Well, Corey, I think the gold bugs are actually going to be right this time. What really matters is what is the trend of precious metals and the stock market going into that big stock market correction? They were both going up into 1980. They were both going up into 2008. They were both going up into the COVID crash, to use some examples. They weren't both going up in the late 90s, and that's why gold and gold stocks went up during that 2000-2002 bear market. The same thing in the early 70s. I think you had the 73-74 decline. That was an inflationary recession. For, I want to say, about 6 months or so leading into that, the gold stocks and gold were not really moving while the stock market was going up into that peak. You have to go back to the last 9 months or so, and we've had the correction in precious metals, and pretty much everything else aside from bonds and the dollar has gone up. You know, you have lots of money moving into crypto, stocks, emerging markets, other commodities. So that's when you're looking at history and trying to figure out how these things will move during a correction, that's what the correlation between the two and their performance leading into that correction, that gives you a sense of how they're going to move when the correction actually happens.
So, Jordan, I guess this carries us over into the whole concept of, are the markets going to correct? Are they going to crash? There's a big difference between those two. What do you think about the overall market health?
Overall market health. Well, the overall market looks, I mean, breadth is pretty good. You know, the market has obviously been doing very well. The economy is strengthening. We have lots of money coming in. You know, we don't really have fears of inflation yet. I mean, we're obviously hearing it in headlines, but if you look at the performance of the market, and I think this will change at some point, but so far the market is focused more on growth than inflation. When it worries more about inflation, then precious metals will perform better. The market will slow down. But another thing about crashes, Corey, I mean, crashes are really rare. I mean, the COVID crash, 35% or whatever, that was one of the six, seven, or eight biggest S&P crashes over the last 80 or 90 years. And if you look back, you don't really get a move like that every year or even every few years. I mean, that has been the biggest decline for the market going back to 2008. So historically, when you look at big declines, you don't tend to get crashes that often. But with that being said, I definitely think at some point this year, you could see a 15%, or we'll say in the next 12 months, you could see a 15% to 20% decline in the stock market. I think that's very possible. I mean, we know that long-term valuations are really worrisome. Sentiment indicators are at very worrisome levels. If you look at future anticipated returns over the next 10 years, no matter what metric you use, they're going to be really bad. And that includes bonds as well. It's difficult for me to see the market not having at least a 15% correction over the next 12 months. And I think that will be enough to really help get precious metals going, to get them turned around and going again.
Now that's the key distinction, right? We're not talking about a crash because those are very rare events. We're talking about a pullback, and whether it's gradual or quick, that is when money, rather than simply be investors looking to sell anything to build cash, money can then still rotate into some other sectors because people aren't just completely fearful? How important is it to distinct the two here, where it's not necessarily a crash, it's more of a correction, and corrections allow a bit more active money management?
Yeah, that's an excellent point, because when you have a crash, like, there's usually a, you know, you have like a recessionary forces or deflationary forces, or you could have a problem in the banking system. I mean, you could get something kind of sudden and sharp like COVID or 1987. That's what crashes look like. I mean, I don't think we are setting up for a real crash. And for me, I think of a crash as like a real steep decline, like COVID or 2008. I mean, that kind of, you know, 40%, 50% move down. I think where we are in the economic cycle, Corey, I just think we're a couple years too early for a serious bear market. And so a significant correction of 15 to 20% makes a lot more sense to me. As far as the crash, we also have to determine the terminology, because some people, like, a 20% move is a crash to them, or other people, it's like a 60 or 70% decline. So sometimes someone's talking about a crash and they might only mean like a 25% decline. Whereas someone like me, when I think of a crash, I think of like a real crash, like 1987 or COVID. So, we have to distinguish between the various definitions of this term. But I don't foresee a big crash over the next 12 to 18 months. But nevertheless, I do think we have increasing risk of a market correction.
Okay, so in terms of a market correction, and I'm more on board with you on that one, just because I feel like that whole crash term gets thrown around a lot, especially by the gold bug community, and crashes, again, are very rare. In terms of a correction, though, if you don't see gold suffering, what about the underlying gold stocks? The juniors being a lot more of a risky play, I see those as potentially getting hit. Well, maybe the majors could withstand some of their current price levels?
Well, I mean, it really depends. I mean, it depends how the correction in the stock market plays out. I mean, if it's something that will last, say, 3 to 6 months, then maybe after a month or two, you would expect precious metals to start performing quite well. But if it's something that only lasts a couple months and it's like a sharp correction, you could see things get hit initially. And then when the market kind of bottoms out, that would be led, I think, by precious metals. And, with respect to juniors, I mean, again, we have to distinguish, because some people look at juniors as, a 30 or 50 million market cap company versus something that's 500 or 700. But it really depends on the company, its size. I mean, small exploration juniors, those are going to be the last to move in a recovery. So if you have a portfolio full of those, you're probably going to see some losses during a market correction. But I wouldn't say that significant, given that the precious metals market has already corrected and it's been quite weak for a while. But I would say, the bigger and more high quality the company is, the better it's likely to perform during a market correction.
Okay. Jordan, we'll wrap it up here. There's a lot to take in here and still a lot of uncertainties around what the market's going to do and how gold's going to react, but I do understand the whole argument of gold already has gone through a correction. So if a correction or crash, heaven forbid, happens in the U.S. equity markets, maybe gold has already experienced its sell-off. But again, it doesn't sound like you're expecting that crash or significant decline in the immediate near term. So let's see where gold can go from here after a decent month of April. Jordan, I appreciate your time. Thank you for the update today.